Well, as Trump tries to turn around some of those poll numbers, one of the issues he's turning to is Iran and the Obama administration's $400 million payment to that country in January. It happened just as four Americans were released from detention in Iran. At a rally yesterday in Daytona Beach, Florida, Trump suggested the payment was ransom.
It looks like we paid $400 million for the hostages, right? Such a bad precedent. Such an unbelievably bad precedent set by Obama.
The Obama administration says it was not ransom, and White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said yesterday that the payment was one of a number of issues that the administration was working out with Iran at the time.
There was a conscious strategic decision that was made on the part of the Obama administration as we were implementing the deal to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, to resolve other longstanding concerns that we had with Iran.
Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us from New York with more on this. Ali, what do we know about this payment and what it was all about?
Well, this payment, strangely, was the culmination of many, many years, actually decades of debate around money that the pro-American Shah of Iran had paid the United States. The Iranian government paid the United States in 1979, right before the Islamic Revolution. The United States held that money. Iran has been claiming it for more than four decades, and these negotiations have been going on for a long time. Iran wanted the money they had paid plus interest. And America didn't want to do that because it didn't have a nuclear deal with Iran. It didn't have good relations with Iran. And it was subsequently released after the Iran deal was made.
But the timing is a little suspicious to all happen at the same time that four Americans were released.
Well, it's either suspicious because it looks like a payout or a bribe for the release of those Americans, or you can go with what President Obama said. And he said that when the hard work was done of getting a deal to limit Iran's capability to produce nuclear weapons, with that hard work done, it was then okay to release this money incidentally or coincidentally get the hostages back.
Hillary Clinton echoed the administration's line here in an interview on KUSA-TV in Denver. She called the transfer old news and said what we've been hearing from the Obama administration, which is that it was not ransom. Here she is.
So far as I know, it had nothing to do with any kind of hostage swap or any other tit for tat.
Now, Donald Trump is also saying that Hillary Clinton started the negotiations that led to the transfer. What's true there?
She didn't. The negotiations about this money have been going on for many, many years. In fact, in 1981, the U.S. and Iran agreed to set up a commission at The Hague that would rule on both countries' claims. Both countries have claims on each other. In the United States, the former hostages have claims against Iran. But it is specifically a claim for things that happened in 1979, and the discussion's been going on since 1981. What Hillary Clinton did do was initiate secret talks with Iran over the nuclear program. And of course, when she left her position as Secretary of State, John Kerry took over those negotiations. They then became public. And for 18 months, they continued until last summer when it culminated in the Iran deal. So Hillary Clinton is responsible for having started the deal for the nuclear program. And one has to imagine, Jeremy, that when you're doing that, you're taking all sorts of things into consideration, including the fact that there are Americans being held hostage for in Iran. So, you know, a person would be not crazy to conclude that you are paying Iran money they want, and in exchange they're releasing hostages whom you want released. It becomes a technicality as to whether that was a ransom payment or whether it happened to be two outstanding transactions that took place simultaneously to each other.
And of course, there are also concerns about what Iran will or is using that $400 million for, because they have funded groups including Hezbollah and Hamas in the past and supported President Assad in Syria. So we'll continue to follow this story. Ali Velshi, business journalist, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure.